1100 KNZZ. News you can depend on.
I'm Libby Pelletier in the KNZZ News Center. Colorado's 2024-25 state budget is set, signed by Governor Polis yesterday. The spending plan invests $525.8 million in education, increasing per pupil funding by nearly 7%, and an 82.3% increase in charter school funding. It also invests $58 million to create more housing Coloradans can afford. Police in Rifle are looking for a suspect in a fatal hit and run early yesterday morning. It happened on the Rifle River Bridge. About 4:50, the suspect vehicle, believed to be a silver 2005 to 2010 model Jeep Grand Cherokee. Witnesses spotted it headed eastbound on I-70 with heavy front-end damage and damage to the hood. The death of Suzanne Morphew has been ruled a homicide. Autopsy results released yesterday by the CBI. The report says the homicide was by undetermined means in the setting of strong painkillers and a powerful tranquilizer typically used in veterinary settings. The Chaffee County woman went missing Mother's Day 2020, her body found near the town of Moffett in Sewatch County last fall. Another wolf livestock killing confirmed by Colorado Parks and Wildlife, a dead yearling calf found Sunday in Grand County. It's the fourth confirmed gray wolf depredation in Grand County in April and the sixth separate depredation incident since 10 gray wolves were released in Colorado in December. Tickets are still available for the Grand Valley Mountain Bike Film Festival to benefit trail development in Mesa County. The annual event is put on by Mesa County Public Health Trail Crew, showcasing the importance of cycling and the impact of outdoor recreation on community development. The Film Fest is Thursday at the Avalon Theater. I'm Libby Pelletier in the KNZZ News Center.